Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hey, everybody. It's Maria Boynton. Have something great for you today. We're talking to Michael Collier. We know him as a comedian, very funny guy. Great to see you again.
Thank you very much. I'm glad to be here, man. It's another beautiful day on this planet, and God bless you. You look great.
Oh, thank you, sweetness. So how many years have you been doing this?
33 years, and I'm thinking about sticking with it.
Thinking about it.
Mm-hmm.
You're in Atlanta.
Yes, I am. Hotlanta. I love it here. It's about 114 degrees right now.
And where are you performing this weekend?
At the world famous Atlanta Comedy Theater. Now, I am from Chicago, though, Southside. Robert Teller home, 4352 South State Apartment 909. But I love all the major cities like this, so Atlanta is one of my favorites.
We talked to you about your career, 33 years. Mm-hmm. You perform with some great people.
Almost everybody you name. Actually, Snoop Doggy Dogg still is my friend. Tupac was my friend. I loved him. Eazy-E and Dr. Dre came to my wedding.
Wow.
You know, so that's how far back I go with them. But Eddie Murphy, Arsenio Hall, I can't think of anybody. The real question would be, who haven't I worked with? Robin Harris and Robin Williams. I've worked with everybody. Yeah.
How important are relationships in what you do?
Well, actually, I wish I would have been better at them, but everything is about communication and relationships. Relationships is the ticket. It's who you know and how you communicate with those people that you know that will determine how high you go in this business. You know, and of course, your attitude always determines your altitude, but how you deal with people and how, because it's real clicky. Everybody know everybody. So if somebody love you, they gonna pass you on to everybody else and tell everybody you gotta work with them. Somebody don't like you, it don't matter how talented you are. Ain't nobody going to want to put up with your mess. So relationships are very, 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 very important.
Now, you say you wish you had been better at them.
Yeah, I spent too much time doing things I shouldn't have done. You know, like I did an addiction. You know, I did crack cocaine for 23 years. And as of March 1st, I have 8 years of pure sobriety. And I'm sure that during that time, I said some things to people I probably shouldn't have said. I rubbed some people the wrong way. There's opportunities that I blew and friendships that I blew that some of them I even knew I had blown them because I was out there getting smoked out, you know, and people don't know it. I mean, people didn't know I was getting high unless they was in a room getting high with me because I was a functional addict. So I knew how to hide it real good. You know what I'm saying? But it is the blessing Father God, that everything is about family and God. Once I get back to that realization, then my life became centered. So now everything works. Everything's falling in place like it's supposed to, which it would have a long time ago if I wasn't out there acting stupid.
What brought you to that point to start using the way you did?
Well, I was just having fun. You know, I had too much money. I know Robin Williams said cocaine is God's way of saying you're making too much money. I was making too much money, had nothing I had to pay for. I was a single guy, I was a bachelor. I was out on Venice Beach making sacks of money. I was doing sitcoms and everything. And I just ran to somebody else who was also partying and I gave it a try. And once you get crack cocaine a try, then you become his buddy forever because you take that one blast and you chase that one high for the rest of your life. And I would have too if it wasn't for Father God stepping in and changing it.
And what advice do you give those who are looking at Michael Collier saying, I want to do what he's doing and I want to know what...
You mean crack? No, I'm just joking. Go ahead.
No, no. They want to be a comedian like you are.
Okay.
And they hear you talking about this. What advice do you give them as they hit the road and they start making the money?
Mm-hmm. Well, be careful of the people, places, and things that you're around. That's one thing that all of us addicts know, and I'll be an addict the rest of my life. I just won't be a practicing one. But the rest of our life, we have to stay away from those people. But there are people who will draw you in to a nonsense that you know is not good for you. So I would say be wise and keep your eyes open, man. Pay attention to who you're talking to. Everything people give you ain't good for you. So if people are trying to give you something, pay attention to who they are and what they're trying to give you. What you want to be given is life. What you want to be given is joy and energy and positivity. You want to do things that your mama would smile about. You know, if you about to do something, ask yourself the question, would my mother smile if she saw me do this? And then you'll know whether you need to do it or not. you know, because, man, everything's about family and God. And your mama believed in you before you believed in yourself. Your mama ain't gonna never let you down. You get people say, oh, I get my ride or die friends. Shoot, get in some trouble. See if you can find them. Your mama will stick with you through thick or thin. You can kill somebody. I'm not talking about no accident. I'm talking about her own purpose. Cut them up in a million pieces, make a lampshade out their backbone. Mm. Your mama will be the one sitting in court with your crazy behind. She's the one holding the Bible. That wasn't my baby. You don't know my baby. My baby didn't do that. So always, you can always refer to Father God or your mother as a source of what's the right thing to do. And if you follow that, you're going to be all right.
How is your life now?
Supercalifragilisticexpialidocious. If my life was any better, I think it was a setup.
And you have a chicken with you.
Yes, the chicken is the chicken of joy, the chicken of life. Everybody should have one. I'm shocked you don't have one of your own.
I got to go get me one of those.
And you might notice this is a tie-dye chicken, not to be confused with rainbow chicken. That's a completely different connotation.
Ladies and gentlemen, been talking to Michael Collier.
Yes, please come out and see me at the Atlanta Comedy Theater. And also follow me on Instagram, Michael_Collier, C-O-L-Y-A-R, or go to my super sexy webpage, therealmichaelcollier.com. Thank you, goddess.
Thank you.
Appreciate it.
I'm Maria Boynton, reporting.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.